Mobley Electric. This is David.
Oh, hi, David. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Bay Electric.
Sure. That would be my wife.
Okay. Is she available to speak by chance?
She is not at the moment. Could I take a message?
Oh, I'd love to leave a message, except I'm in a call center. Maybe you can help me. The reason for my call, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And
oh, great.
What had prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Bay Electric on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in your area. What that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for electrician near me or, you know, any of the variations, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google in your life, but have you done a search recently for electricians in the area by any chance?
Yeah, and I don't really have the time to go through this with you, but I'm so glad that you called because, and here's the reason, is so there's two things. I might as well talk to you about it since I got you on the phone. There's a phone number associated with my business that we no longer have. Okay?
Okay.
And we've also relocated our business from one location to another. And we have tried tirelessly to get Google to change the phone number, first of all, and also change the location, the actual physical location, but they refuse to. So they have told us that the only way to do it is to get a piece of mail, make a video showing that this is where you're at now. This is the new phone number, and that's the only way they're going to change it.
Okay, we can help with that. Absolutely, that we do that all the time. So when did you move?
2011.
Oh wow, like 10, 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah, and it hasn't been a serious issue because, of course, I just tell my customers, you know, ignore the location and ignore the phone number. But it's becoming an issue, especially now when I get a lot of people calling me and a lot of people trying to reach me, and they say, "Oh, well, this number doesn't work anymore." Da da da.
Is the new location a home address?
It is.
Okay, we work with that a lot too, and most companies don't want their home address on the internet, right? So we can hide the address for you. Is it in the 49685 zip code?
No. So let me do this. Can I do this since I have you on the phone? Let me get a piece of paper down, piece of paper in front of me, and I would like to take, can I have your information? Because what I'd really like to do is to get my wife on a three-way call.
Absolutely.
And then she could talk to you and she could continue this conversation because I'm out on the job and, you know, I don't want to be on the phone in front of my customers if I can help it. So let me do this. I'm going to call her, right? I'm not going to hang up with you, but if I do, if it hangs up on you, what is your first name?
First name is Tara, T-A-R-A.
Okay, and your last name, Tara?
Kingma, K-I-N-G-M-A.
Okay, and do you have any kind of direct extension?
My extension is 827. If for some reason you call back and I'm on the phone, you can always ask for my director. His name is John.
John, okay.
Uh-huh. And his
John's
extension...
last name?
SEO. And
SEO, yep.
And his extension is 3736.
Okay, got it. And he's the director.
Yeah, he's the director for that area.
And in what position do you hold, Tara?
You mean what is the name of my, like, my job here?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he's the director, are you a sales rep?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be, I mean, I wouldn't be taking any credit card information or anything like
no,
that.
No. So, nope, I understand, but you can help us with the online listing.
Yes, we can help with the online listing, right. So I'm just,
okay.
I'm one of the agents here, and this company
Fantastic.
Is called Local Splash.
Local Splash. Okay, and Tara, what is the phone number to Local Splash?
877.
Yep.
635.
Okay.
6225.
Okay, got it. And then your extension from that would be
827. Right.
Okay. So give me 1 second. Let me see if my wife is available.
Okay.
And if she's not, I'll just get back on the phone with you. I'll let you go. Or we'll just take it from there. So just give me a sec, okay?
Okay, I'll stand by.
Thank you. Okay, Tara, are you still with me?
I sure am.
Fantastic. Tara, my wife is Amanda. Amanda, this is Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Hi, Amanda. How are you today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. Did David explain a little bit the nature of the call?
He did, yeah. And so my question is, do you work with Google, or are you in a partnership with them, or what's your...
Good
What's
question.
The nature of your business? Yeah.
Yes. So we're not Google. Google will never call you directly. If anybody ever mm-hmm. does call and identify themselves as Google, they're telling stories. This company is called Local Splash, and we're one of Google's channel partners. So any of their channel partners, we're not the only one. There's a handful of us in the country. Any of those are able to handle things like this for you. Although, so the reason we're calling today is we had that first page position become available in your geographic area. And the rule that Google has for us as a partner is that we can work with one business per category per area. So when a position opens up, we're notified, we call through the area, they fill it, and then they block it out. And so other partners will have their positions open up from time to time as well. We just happen to be the ones that have it open now. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, okay. And so the reason we were calling today is, again, because we had that position open up for programming. So you have moved. David was telling me you moved about 12 years ago. And
we moved and the phone number changed.
Okay. The number that we're speaking on now, is that the number that you would like listed on Google? Or is there
the 218.
Hang on.
Sure.
First of all, okay, so for your services and you being able to help us out with that, where's the cost associated with it, and what are your particular services that you're offering us?
Okay, so this would be the local listings. So you know when you do the search, there's the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle.
Yep,
and then next to that map, there's a list of some of the companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages and pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar? Okay.
Yep.
So that's where we would be listing you. And the area that you're servicing, so how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Yeah, I understand that. But like, first of all, is there a cost associated with your service, and what is that?
Yes, so it's monthly. It's month-to-month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And as long as you stay with us, we continue to keep you on that first page. If you were to leave, you'd still be on Google with the verification that we set up for you. It's just that you would fall back right to the back pages, but your information would still be correct. And for the pricing, I can pull that up for you now. I would just need to know the size of your service area. Like, what does your service area look like?
Do you want to do like 30 miles or 50 miles?
I would say 50.
Okay, 50 miles.
50 miles, okay. Okay, and then...
From Traverse City, so 496.
85?
84, okay. Yeah, they're both Traverse City.
Okay.
So 84 is the most popular one, yep.
Okay, and then while we were talking, I was messaging
50 as in 50.
Yeah. 50. Okay, yeah, that's what I got too. Okay, and while we were talking, I was messaging John. He's my regional manager for that area, and I'm going to have him apply the rate for 50 miles. I will get you that pricing right now, and he's also aware of the incorrect address that's on there. I sent him a message a little bit earlier. And so being that we have that area open for programming today, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make that affordable, that's not a bad idea, right?
Yeah, we just need to know the pricing and what exactly, besides the listing being the first, one of the first that come up, is there anything else that you do?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, let me get the details on what else will come with this as well as the pricing. I'm just bringing him over to apply that. Hang on here.
Hello, thank you for holding.